Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? It's the Commish here live on OFL After Dark, another night. We're going to have some callers calling in. I think we have the head of the OFL Players Union, J.J. Miller, calling in for sure. And we're going to talk to him about some of the differences he sees between Group 1 and Group 2. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But before we get into anything, we're all here to win money, so congratulations goes out to Buck Sweep, who won tonight's Fast Four over Dippin' Dots 24-7, I believe the score was, but it was a milestone for Buck Sweep and a milestone for OFL Now. Buck Sweep is the first person to win $1,000 or more, so congratulations. I know Buck Sweep's going out to the Vegas tournament this weekend. I believe it'll be live streamed, so you guys can watch it on Twitch and stuff. Not on Buck Sweep's channel, but I'm not exactly sure who's going to be live streaming it, but it'll be out there. So hopefully you'll be able to see him. You'll be able to see Dippin' Dots. You'll be able to see Bronco. So you'll be able to see some of the guys you see playing in the leagues and tournaments out there. There's probably some other guys. Oh, you'll be able to see Cyrus the Virus TV, the man that's going to be doing the official Twitch channel for us here. When he gets back from Vegas, it'll be on air. So you'll be able to see a lot of guys, so that's pretty cool. So, yep, a lot of things going on. A lot of games got played. Really good job, guys. Way to pick it up. I was a little worried yesterday. We had a lot of games left to play, but you guys really stepped it up today. So good job there. Get right to a caller right here from the 616 area code. 616, you're now live with the commission. Who do I have the pleasure to speak with this evening or early morning?
J. Mills, right now.
All right, so there we got OFL Now, J. Mills with us. So, J.J., you're a member of both Group 1 and Group 2.
No.
Speak a little bit about some of the differences you see, some of the things you like better, and where you think the better competition is.
Well,
if that's even
competition,
possible.
Competition-wise, I mean, it's a little. I mean, I think Group Two just stepped it up a lot. You know, we just got DNA Suspect in there. We got SC Boat in there. So I think that's gonna kind of persuade me more back to Group Two. At first, I was gonna say Group One. But there's only a handful of people I know, and they're not. It's not that interactive. Like you, like some of these people, until I play them, I'm like, oh damn, they in this league. Like you know, in Group Two, everybody party, getting parties, and everybody trades and talk. It makes it way more fun. Like I don't. And then a lot in Group Two, sometimes I see some people dropping out. That's why we keep replacing teams and stuff. So. I happen to like Group 2 more, and I've seen more people get more crazier about making their Group 2 team better. When most time when you talk to people and they say, which one are you talking about, they're usually going to say Group 2. Nobody really talks about Group 1 that much, you know. They're more concerned about Group 2.
So if you had to only play in one league, Group 1 or Group 2, I'm kind of getting the impression you'd choose Group 2.
I choose Group 2. I like Group 2. I like the people in Group 2. That might be why. I can't really say not Group 1's competition. I mean, it's a good people. I mean, your PB, I mean, he whooped my ass. You know, you got Pill. You got Balkino. You got Savage. Who else? I'm probably missing a couple people, but forgive me. I mean, but I'm just saying a lot of people.
You're missing a lot of people. You're missing... You're missing Chad Jackson. You're missing Gigolo.
Chad, Mad Dream.
You're missing.
But that's the thing. That's what I'm talking about, Greg. Do they talk a lot? My bad, Ready 10. But like, that's what I mean. It's easy for me to forget about them because I never hear from these guys that much. So I mean, they don't have to talk, but it's just like I'm not gonna really remember too many people till I play them because they don't never. I never used to see them on. I don't never see them in the party. They kind of to themselves. So they can be good all they want to be. I'm just saying for as far as me to remember them, I guess I'll remember them if they, like, beat me or something. But that's it.
No, I understand what you're saying. I mean, there's guys like D-Greasy88 that you never hear much from him. I don't even think he has a headset. He's a real good player over there. You got Pee-Weezy32. Nobody really hears about from him except getting some negative feedback
from him
if he loses.
Yeah, I heard he gets mad a lot,
man. We hear that about him, but no one's ever really talked to him. You got Shy Trigger. Now, Shy just came back. He's a day one original member. Then his Xbox broke and it took a couple months to get fixed. And now he's back. And he actually is very active in parties. So if you haven't met him yet, I'm sure you will. He's a real nice player. You know, you got Reddy and them boys. You still got Crazy White Boy over there. Got monsters. Even Double J just jumped in over there, so he adds a lot to the league.
Yeah, I think
so,
it'll
get
better. I think it'll get better. I just go with where I first started off. I'm originally from Group 2, so, I mean, a lot went into my team. I think the team I got now, I haven't been able to grow with it a lot, too. So that could be another thing in my mindset. And not to mention the team I got, I didn't start off with it, and I got Balkino Savage in my division, so it's hard to get more more excited about the game. I play every game, try to play hard, but I think I play way harder than Group 2. So
and speaking of Balkino, there's a big name that we left out. He's over there in Group 1. He doesn't participate in any other groups that I know of, so that's a big name sitting in Group 1 too. Now JJ, speak a little bit about your Group 1 multiple team. What are some of the changes you made through free agency and through trading? And what direction are you taking your Group 1 multiple team?
We're
and
trying
who is
to create
your Group
the
1
same.
Multiple team?
My Group 1 team is the Jets. It's just that team in general, the name. We're trying to get it back to, you know, we're trying to get it back to how it used to be back in the day. But right now, it's hard, but the direction we're trying to take is we like Cartoon to be fast on defense, hard hitting. I mean, tall safeties on the outside. Short can be short in the inside, pretty much speed in the inside, tall on the outside, and then for our line, we like people that's more I'm not looking so much for the run stopper, slow guys, a little 3-4. I like more versatile guys. So I'm getting it done in there. We got Jamal Charles and Breeze. They wasn't on that team last year, so I'm excited to see what they do. Then we got a whole bunch of young receivers. Pretty much every one of them are over 6'3". So I'm looking forward to playing with those guys. And pretty much it's a lot. It's still a couple holes, you know. But we building over there. I think what we've done. You said what?
I was just going to say, a lot of people don't realize you actually took over a team sponsorship from Cal 29, who basically cleaned out house on the Jets and tried a rebuilding method that really fired in his face. and didn't work out well, and then transferred the team to you, which is, you know, I had a discussion with Matternaw last night about, you know, there is a, you know, a lot of people don't realize, but in the terms and conditions, there is a $20 transfer sponsorship team fee. And it's for, there's many reasons why, but this is an example right here why. Because basically Cowanin took some radical approach and it failed right in his face, and he said, screw it, hey, take my team.
And, yeah, he did it to me twice. He did it to me in a single, too. Single, I was able to – he didn't touch that team's back because it's his favorite team, so he didn't damage it as first. But the first thing I realized when I had a single team was, the Patriots didn't have Tom Brady, and they had, like, some terrible quarterbacks. And I'm thinking, like, you know, me, some people were good with just, you know, any quarterback off the streets. For me, I have to have – I'm a pocket quarterback. I don't do the rolling out stuff. I like to sit in the pocket and try to see what's open. So, you know, any other quarterback won't work for me. I need a quarterback that can make accurate passes. So when I seen Tom Brady was going, it was cool. Megatron was on there. But when I seen Tom Brady was going, I was like, you know, I have no quarterback. And then he gave a couple other things away, and I was like, I started building that team back, and I was happy enough that I made it pretty far in the playoffs with that team too. But I just think, like, with the Jets, he did, since he didn't care as much about the team, he did that team so bad. I'm doing my best to get it back up and running, but I feel good about, I think I'll do good.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
the schedule I have this year is going to be pretty hard. I mean, I got you know, of course, Savage and Bacchino back to back, so that's going to be serious games. I already have PB, and then I got a couple other hard matches this year. I got a really tough schedule with the team that's not as good, but I'm gonna do the best. Like, that's why I say I know everybody likes to win, but I just don't see why I pay for a team and quit. You know, I'm happy I got another team to play with, but still I can't see myself doing that. You know, I like playing this game, so I like the leagues. I like how it's very interactive. That's why I like Group 2, because Group 1 is kind of, I go over there, I don't really know nobody. I know a couple of people, but it's getting better.
So you actually can kind of see firsthand why there is the $20 sponsorship transfer team fee to prevent things
care.
Like this. Yeah, because Matternaw,
you know,
was kind of he was kind of a little, you know, he got the 3-game suspension, and then he wanted to sell his team, and I let him know, you know, there's a $20 fee, so it's kind of pointless to sell your team since you only paid $17 to get in the league. You might as well just stay. And honestly, I don't see why he didn't stay. I mean, even with 3 losses from the computer being on auto for what he did,
I think it was more of him mad, and he just like, whatever, you know, screw it now. And that's kind of what it is, because honestly, I know you can. It's a possible way you can still make the playoffs with 3 losses. So, yeah, I didn't agree with that either. That's his money.
Yeah, and you're right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you heard the beat, but we one of the listeners named New Magic 8374V. Says, JJ, I've been hearing you on the radio. Who is your quarterback of the Jets, and what is his future with the Jets organization?
Drew Brees, I don't see him being here that long. I think he's going to retire. He's just here.
Mm-hmm.
He's just here to revive the team. He's here to uprise the young guys on the team. That's why I have a lot of draft picks next year. That's one thing I did make sure. I made a lot of trades. I got a lot of draft picks, but this year, like I said, we're gonna play this year out, but we're not gonna expect too a lot, and not gonna expect a little. We're gonna do our best with the thing we got, but next year the first thing we want to draft is a quarterback, because we don't really have a quarterback for that team.
We also have another caller coming in here from 586. You're now live with the commission, co-head of the OFL Now Players Union, JJ Mills. Who are we speaking with this early morning?
It's Fuse.
All right, Fuse Vipers, another big-time player there in Group 2. You happened to make the playoffs. Now, you did exit probably a little earlier than you wanted to, but that's
yeah,
not taking anything away from you.
No, well, because me and Double J were the same record, but I was shocked I made it over him. But
yeah.
It is what it is.
Well, you know, you have a really bright future in the OFL now. You and your, well, some people refer to him as your butt buddy, but I don't refer to him as that. I just refer to him as your friend. Pro Sports, you guys are some of the two youngest guys in the league. And you made the playoffs in your first shot. Now, Pro Sports is a little disappointed. I've spoke with him. What do you think separated you from Pro Sports and you making the playoffs and him not?
I think the talent.
Well, I'll ask that question after you can tell me. I think that he takes away more serious than him. For instance, when I talk about the interactive stuff and the rules stuff, you can be how you want to, but we had a trade talk. The guy is being respectful until tell the guy, you know, I'm about to go do something else. He just leaves him. Like, I don't know, that's little kid stuff, so... I mean, I got nothing against the guy, but he comes off to me just like how Cal did, a little cocky, arrogant, and I don't like talking to people like that.
That's him.
Okay.
Definitely.
Now, Vipers, we were comparing Group 1 to Group 2. Now, you really might not have as clear of a picture as JJ does because you don't play in Group 1, but how has your experience been in Group 2 and what do you think of the talent over there?
I think there's a lot of good guys. Like, you know, Dylan, he said I made playoffs because the AFC is a weak division. And he says the NFC has a lot more talent over there. But I see equal amount of talent in both divisions. I think there's a lot of good players in Group 2.
Speaking of talent, did you expect there to be more talent when you joined the OFL now community or less talent?
It's what I expected. Well, from what Carl told me, and Carl is the one who got me this league. He told me about it, and I talked to you about it, and he got me in the league. But Carl was like, kind of over exaggerated. He's like, oh, yeah, we got like 8 players in the top 100, which I know there's a couple of guys, but he made it sound like there was like impossible to win games. He's like, oh, yeah, you'll be lucky to win 10 games in this division, like in this league. But it's a, he's like kind of misled me, but. There's still a lot of talent in this league, that's for sure.
Speaking of Carl, people know him as Cal29. Have you heard anything from him? It was a surprising exit, and it's kind of hurt a lot of people that he didn't even say goodbye or anything. You know, is he doing all right? Are you having any health issues? Or you know?
Carl's just working on his cars and with his girlfriend and working in school and with his new car, you know, he's playing around with it.
Okay, all right. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear he's doing
issues.
All right. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
I'll try to get him back on Xbox, you know, see what's up with him. I don't know, because he told me he was thinking about selling his Xbox a couple weeks ago. He's like, I don't think I'm not anymore. So he could be exiting.
All right, well, teach the road. But let's talk a little bit about your Group 2 multiple team. Let's first of all let the listeners know who you are coaching, and then tell us a little bit about the direction you're taking them in.
I got the Cleveland Browns. They're definitely headed back to where they should be with their captain, Johnny Manziel, Money Manziel, as I would say, leading the charge. But we're building more towards a defensive standpoint. I think our lowest defensive overall player, not overall doesn't matter on players, but it's a 83 is the lowest player we have on defense.
Wow. Is that what you really focused on, or did it just happen that way?
It just kind of happened. I mean, after the season, my players got XP. So, like, all my defensive players, they got a lot of XP, and spending on packages to increase their awareness and whatever I need to be excel at their position, and they exceeded more than I expected.
Now,
my
John Campbell
line,
Buck.
A whole new story.
John Campbell Buck's draft grades are supposed to be coming out maybe today, tomorrow. I don't know. He said he'll be getting emailing to me too soon. How do you think you did in the draft?
I think I had a very good draft. I got my first pick was a cornerback. He tried to be a 78 overall. Second pick was another cornerback who turned out to be a 80 overall. And then I also got another cornerback trying to be a 74 overall. So I think I got some pretty solid picks. I don't know. Just the cornerbacks really got me.
Oh, shit. I just dropped the water bottle.
What happened? All right.
I was
throwing
the water bottle and so.
Technical difficulty there. Hopefully he'll be all right.
Yeah, hit me in the face, but we're good.
JJ, how was your draft?
It was fair. We got a running back that I think shows potential. Cornerback that's going to be a star in both of my leagues. And my group one multiple draft was excellent. But my group two, we had some technical difficulties. We're getting skipped, but we made it work. We're not happy about our line. We wanted to get a good center that we drafted. We ended up getting them. I'm happy. I'm happy with what we got. I'm happy about the corner. That's the main thing I focused on. And the corner that we have, he's really fast. He's tall. Then my other corner in group one, he's 6'1". And he has 97 speed, 88 zone. So I like how he's going to be.
Hey, JJ, I just got a message from Johnny Manziel. He sent a personal message. He said that he would like to – wait, let me go check it again. Hold up. Oh, yeah, he said that he wants to play week 4. He said he's looking forward to it. He said don't be scared. He drops 5 touchdowns. But then he said week 9, I believe it is, Sunday Night Football for the whole world to see. It's where he's dropping dimes that game. He told me he's going to go to a party after, which is Ryan Shazier. Shazier invited him to a party, I guess.
Johnny Manziel, it doesn't matter what he thinks. And let me tell you something else. That job, the defense that we seen last year, they were good. But the defense that I'm building right now, they monsters. And you don't want to see them right now. But I'm telling you right now, we got one more piece to our Mona Lisa. And Johnny Manziel is going to be working on the cart.
Johnny Manziel does not give a flying hoot. And I just want to make a quick announcement. The Browns have added a key piece to their linebacking core with the name of Patrick Willis. Welcome to Cleveland.
That dude got arthritis, man. Nobody ain't worried about him. Better hope he don't retire soon.
Oh, he'll be fine. Johnny Manziel's been taking a party, so then I realize that he needs Manziel in his life. He's going to stay with the Browns forever. Guaranteed.
So speaking of something you said there, I really picked up on. You said about Johnny Manziel performing on Sunday Night Football for the whole world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that, JJ and Fuse. You know, we've had the votes out there for Game of the Week. We might get 10 people on a good week to go vote. So we're not getting a real good sample size of the community voting. So we kind of changed it. You vote on an individual, and then the league officials will pick one of those the individual's games to broadcast that week. But that doesn't seem to be a big hit. How can we really improve the games of the week and Twitch so that people start tuning in and becomes of a bigger ordeal? Because it's got a lot of potential, but I don't think the community's taking advantage of it.
I have a question. When people do vote, like, can you see, like, who votes, like, what their name is, who votes?
Yeah.
No, you can't.
I was going to say, like, a good tool, like, to try to get people to vote is, like, if you, like, vote for a lot of games, like, you're, like, a frequent voter, you see, like, a free tournament here and there, but you can't do that, so that's not a question.
Oh, okay, I see what you mean. As the administrator of the website, I can see that you voted. I don't know who you voted for. So, yeah, we could do something like that, actually.
Offer a free tournament sometimes. Like, oh, you voted, like, 6 games in a row. You get a free little tournament or something like that. Just like little incentive to get people to vote.
Yeah, we could do like a speedway car type little punch thing, you know. But I mean, even without doing that, I just think we need to jam it down more, because even myself, I really ain't been aware of the voting. I need to vote more too. But yeah, I think we just keep talking about it more. I think the more people that's interacting with GLIP, they'll start voting. You know, we just got to keep putting it out there.
Okay, that is something. We have another caller coming in from the 609 area code. 609, you're now live on OFL After Dark with the commish here, co-head of the OFL Now Players Union, J.J. Mills, and one of the youngest superstars the OFL Now community has ever seen, Fuse Vipers out of Macomb, Michigan.
Thank you very much.
Who do we have the pleasure to speak with this evening?
Redemption 315.
Hey. Redemption 315, how are you doing?
Doing good, thank you.
Great. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to any of the show, but we're talking right now. How can we make the game of the week being broadcasted on Twitch a bigger ordeal where, you know, the community really tunes in and gets involved more?
Well, for number one, I like to, you know, like to see and hear through GLIP or EGS parties on the Xbox. Shout out, like right now, shout out to OFL Now Houston. You know, a shout out right there, easy it is. Multiple ways, but it's just a group community needs to come together and find a way somebody or everybody needs to agree, you know. I don't have one
okay.
at the moment.
Okay. Now, Redemption, you've been in both Group 1 and Group 2. We were talking about that a little earlier in the show, kind of comparing and contrasting. Which group do you think has more competition, and which group do you like better?
More competition, it definitely has to go to the Group 1, Group 2 multis than the Group 1 and Group 2 singles. I've been in both multis, but I had to leave the Group 2 early on. Just from the stance, I feel like Group 1, multi is more like the time been taken, you know. Time is, we're about to go into the third season right now. It's building up every year. So it's number one on my list, and then Group 2, multi, and building right up behind it.
Okay. I once heard Matternoff say that, because he played in both, he said the biggest difference he noticed is Group 2's got a more variety of play styles, kind of more like college-run offenses, where the Group 1 is more of a professional-run offenses. Have you ever noticed anything like that?
During the tournaments, yes. Probably when you play the singles, yes, I could compare the two. Yes, he's right.
Okay, all right. Who do you have in Group 1 multiple? You're the Dallas Cowboys, correct?
Correct.
And I think we spoke a little bit the other night about the direction you're taking them in, but one thing we failed to speak about is, how'd you do in the draft? With John Campbell Buck's draft grades coming out here shortly, how do you think he'll grade you, and how do you think you did?
I mean, for what I did, I feel like I had 4 first-rounders, a 5th, a 6th, and a 7th. I traded away 2 of the first-rounders and a mediocre linebacker for J.J. Watt. I mean, that right there exploded what I needed, even though I gave up 2 studs. I mean, but rookies are rookies, and you're having someone at their prime. You have someone at their prime, it's much better. You don't have to build them up as much, you know, much time as needed. So that was a great trade for me, and also a little fishy in there. I mean, backups, starters, promotions. My trade was okay overall.
Okay, all right. The last 30 seconds we have here, Redemption, what do you think the odds are that you actually win the Super Bowl in Group 1 multiple? Because a lot of people think that what you did with the Dallas Cowboys defense could take you into a deep run into the playoffs.
Feel like I'm going to be realistic, man. 30%.
30%. Okay, he's an honest man. Okay, well, we're out of time today. Congratulations to Buck Sweet passing the $1,000 winnings milestone with 1,040. Get at him, guys. Peace.